This is Joy Roland, and you are listening to the Empowered Wealthy Women podcast. This is episode number 53. You deserve a seat at the table. Welcome to Empowered Wealthy Women, a podcast for ambitious women who want to build wealth. You'll learn how to finally fix your relationship with money, increase your net worth, and make more money. Ladies, it's time to create a life of abundance, wealth, empowerment, and joy. Ready? Let's go! Hello everybody, welcome to episode number 53 of the Empowered Wealthy Women podcast. I'm so excited to be recording this episode for you today. I hope you're doing well. Welcome. If this is your first episode, so good to meet you. Welcome to my podcast. And if you are a regular listener, welcome as well. I'm so thrilled you're here with me for this episode. Now, my week is going amazingly well. So this podcast will be released in a couple of hours. And it is Thursday. My week has gone so well. I have made so much progress in my business and it's just filling me up with excitement. I joined a couple of masterminds and my mind is being blown away. Let's just say this is an exciting time for my podcast. I hope you are doing very well too. I hope your business is going very well. I hope you are up-leveling and making new strides in your business. So, our episode today is titled, You Deserve a Seat at the Table. This is a message I hold very dear to my heart. It's about dismantling those limiting beliefs that whisper, you're not worthy of wealth, you're not worthy of success or even happiness in your professional or personal life. By the end of this episode, I hope you will see those beliefs for what they actually are, which are mere shadows compared to the brilliant light of your potential. So let's dive in. The concept of deserving a seat at the table, although it's metaphorical, of course, but it's actually very, very potent. It means believing in your inherent right to be part of conversations where decisions are made, where influence is wielded, and yes, where wealth is created. It's about asserting yourself in spaces and areas traditionally dominated by men or by select few people. And it's about taking up space, essentially, and knowing that you deserve to be in the room, you deserve a seat at the table. So why do many of us feel unworthy of this seat? Well, it's very complex. It's a mix of societal messages, cultural expectations, personal experiences, and even the stories we tell ourselves about who gets to be wealthy and successful. But here's the thing. Your worthiness isn't up for debate. You are inherently deserving of abundance, of success, and a seat at any table you choose to sit at. Take this from a girl who was born and raised in sub-Saharan Africa in a slum, okay? So I know a thing or two about deserving a seat at the table. Because if someone from my own very disadvantaged background can take a seat at the table I take a seat at today, then, my friend, you 100% deserve a seat at the table. You are 100% qualified to take a seat at the table. And when I say qualified, the only qualification you need to take a seat at the table are your desires. Those are the only qualifications you need. Your desire to create wealth. To create success, you need a mix of skill sets and mindsets. Okay? Skill sets forms about 10% of what's required for success. Mindset forms 90% of what's required. Now, in the last episode, I gave you my own blueprint for creating wealth, my blueprint for building wealth. This is episode number 52. If you haven't listened to it, I encourage you go back, have a listen, and take notes. That blueprint I gave you forms only 10% of what's required for success. The rest 90% is your mindset. Do you believe you can achieve the goal you've set out to achieve for yourself? Now, I remember when I applied for a job at the Bank of England. This must have been about 8 years ago or 7 years ago. I was in England, and I had just graduated from my master's degree, okay? And there was this job which I was 100% qualified for at the Bank of England, working as a business analyst consultant. So if you don't know, my background is IT consulting. That's what I trained at. My BSc was in computer science, and my master's was in business information technology. So when I saw this advert, I'm like, gosh, this is a huge stepping stone for me. I would get to work with, to work inside of the governor's office, the governor of the Bank of England. It was a very high profile job. So I applied. Bear in mind, I had a student visa at the time. I had just graduated. And to get the work permit, the company would have to sponsor my visa, right? And well, I didn't say this in my application, obviously, because it would disqualify me. Well, not disqualify me, it would put me at a disadvantage, because at the end of the day, employers want to employ people that already have the right to work. They don't want to have to file for their candidates, okay? Because it's a lot of hassle, it's expensive, all of those things. So I applied. I think for the application, there must have been about 5,000 applications for that role, just one role. They whittled it down to about 50 people. And there were three stages of the interview. After everything, the three stages of the interview, after the assessment and everything, I got the job. I got the offer letter, and I was over the moon. Okay. And then it got to the point where the HR department asked me for my papers, and I told them, well, you have to file for my work permit. And then I got a response back from the HR department to say, well, I was so sorry, we are not ready to go through all of that process. We are so sorry, we'll have to go with somebody else. That was completely heart-wrenching for me. But the reason I'm telling you this story is, look at the guts I had. Well, I'm going to say the balls. You have to have balls to think as a student visa holder, to have the balls to apply for such a role, a high-profile job like that. I'm telling you this story because it shows you how determined I was to pursue success. Like, I didn't allow the limitations I had at the time to be in the way. And so that experience taught me that whenever you want something, go for it, believe you can achieve it, and go for it. Now, I'm going to give you my formula for creating the life you want. Okay? There are four steps. The first step is to decide what you want. That's the first step. And it has to be very specific. Your goal has to be very specific. How much do you want to earn? So let's say, for example, your goal is to earn $1 million per year. Okay, which is my goal for this year, by the way. If this is your first time on this podcast, that's my goal for the year. So first step is decide what you want. Step number two is sit down and have a deep think about what the future you who have achieved that goal does. What time of day does she wake up? What does she eat? What does she spend her waking hours doing? What kind of friends does she have? What kind of books does she read? What kind of website does she go to? What kind of TV shows does she watch? for example, if she even watches TV. Okay? So sit down and have a deep think about the person who earns $1 million. So if your goal is to earn $1 million per year, close your eyes and think, what does that future you, what does she do? What does she do every day? Where does she live? Who does she talk to on a regular? All of those things, you have to imagine every minute detail of her life. And this is step number 3. Start doing all of those things. Yes, now, start now. Start doing all of those things. All of those things you've written down that the future you who have achieved your goal, all of those things she does, start doing them now. That's step number 3. And the final step, step number 4, is become unavailable for your current life. Yes, become unavailable for your current life. Because there is a set of habits and routine you currently do that will not serve you the future you. So right now, you have to stop doing those things and become unavailable for your current life. If you're truly, truly interested in achieving the goal you set for yourself. Now, if your dream or your vision isn't powerful enough, unfortunately, you won't have the motivation to do what's required. You won't have the motivation or the desire, the will to do what is required to create success. You will keep fighting for your limitations. And guess what? When you fight for your limitations, you get to keep them. Yes. When you fight for your limitations, you get to keep them. So I want you to do an audit. Where is procrastination holding you back in your business? If you truly, truly believe in your dream and your future, you will stop procrastinating. You will be disciplined. You will keep your word to yourself. You will do the things you promised yourself to do every single day. Now, remember I talked about limiting beliefs, right? Limiting beliefs currently make you think that you don't deserve a seat at the table. Overcoming those limiting beliefs actually start with recognizing them for what they are. Barriers to your success and happiness, barriers to your growth. Let's talk about how we can dismantle those limiting beliefs. First is recognize the limiting beliefs you're telling yourself, because without awareness, there is no way you can change your limiting beliefs. What stories are you telling yourself about wealth and your right to create wealth? Are they truly your own stories, or did you inherit them from society? Are they stories you've inherited from your family or from your past experiences or from your past failures? Acknowledge those limiting beliefs, write them down, and then challenge them. Challenge those limiting beliefs and see them for what they are. They are not actually facts. They are just thoughts and beliefs you have about yourself. Number 2 is you need to start surrounding yourself with empowerment. This can be mentors, coaches, books, podcasts like this one, or communities with other women who are pursuing wealth and success. There is incredible power in seeing people like you, someone like you, achieving what you desire to achieve. Now, I'm a life coach. I certified through the Life Coach School, and I'm constantly surrounding myself with coaches who are making lots and lots of impact and making lots and lots of money in the process. I've given you tons of examples of the people I surround myself with. My coach, Brooke Castillo, she earned, I think last year, $57 million or a little bit more last year. Her goal is $100 million in a 12-month period. There is Stacey Bayman. She earns over $15 million per year. Karen Crabtree as well earns over $50 million per year. She's also a life coach. All of these people are life coaches. And so I surround myself with possibilities. So question is, who do you surround yourself with? If the people you surround yourself with are people who earn, let's say, 90,000 per year, and they're always constantly talking about the economy, how the economy is terrible, how interest rates are so high, how mortgage rates have gone up. If you surround yourself with all of those negativities, can you see how it becomes impossible for you to create wealth and success? So surrounding yourself with empowered women is a huge deal. And step number three is to educate yourself. Knowledge is power. But the application of that knowledge is even more powerful. So understand the basics of personal finance, investments, business creation, wealth creation, business success. Empower yourself with all of that knowledge. Because the more you know, the more empowered you feel to take your rightful seat. Now, there were many times in the past where I didn't feel like I deserved to be in a room. I didn't feel like I deserved to take a seat. And I used all of these tools I'm giving you today, all of these techniques. This is what I used to take my rightful place. I stopped fighting for my limiting beliefs. I've told you many times the limiting beliefs I had about myself. The color of my skin was top of the list. Because many of the people I was serving and many of the people I was looking to serve in the marketplace were white. And I had that limiting belief that, oh, I've always been marginalized in the past. I didn't deserve to be in the room. And so I had to work through all of those limiting beliefs. Another one was my accent. I'm like, would people understand me? And that kept me stuck. That kept me from expressing myself. That kept me from showing people what I had to offer. So all of those limiting beliefs kept me stuck. And the tools I'm giving you today were the tools I used to break free from those limiting beliefs. So as we wrap up today, I want you to have a deep think and think about the areas of your business, the areas of creating wealth, where you are struggling to take a seat at the table. Because when you struggle to take a seat at the table, it's going to affect the way you show up in the marketplace. And when your actions are affected because of your thoughts and your feelings, it's 100% going to determine the results you create. So this is why I am so passionate about this topic of knowing you deserve a seat at the table. So you deserve every success. You deserve every piece of wealth you strive for. It's not just about financial abundance. It's about the richness of life, the richness of experiences, the richness of the life you would create, the joy of breaking through barriers once thought insurmountable. That is it, the richness of life you would create by pursuing this goal. So it's not just about the money sitting in your bank account. It's about the evolution of you, the woman you will become as you attempt these goals. So yes, my friend, you deserve every success. You deserve every piece of wealth you strive for. Thank you for joining me today on Empowered Wealthy Women. If this episode resonated with you in any way, if it blessed you in any way, please share it with a friend, subscribe, and leave me a review. I'm so excited for you. I'm so excited for the success you would create as a result of applying all of these tools I'm giving you. So until next time, keep believing in your worth and keep reaching for those dreams. You deserve it. Now, go achieve it. I'll see you here next time. Bye for now. Hey, very quickly before you go, if you are ready to finally fix your relationship with money, increase your net worth, and make more money, then I invite you to my one-on-one private coaching program. This is where you learn how to take control of your money and build wealth. To get started, book a free intro call with me. The link is in the show notes. I'll see you there. Bye-bye.